Welcome to the Employment Opportunity Hour. Your host, Gene Hodge, is a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of Hodgepodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. With Hodgepodge Training, Gene uses a revolutionary training program process that packages each individual's unique hodgepodge of skills, abilities, experience, and passion together with computer technology to satisfy individual job compatibility and employer productivity needs. With Gene's process, thousands of individuals have gained enjoyable employment at competitive wages. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 1-866-826-1340. And now, here's your host, Gene Hodge. Make the old people
well. Good evening. Welcome to the Employment Opportunity Hour, the place where we try to help all of you out there to recognize what we mean when we say employment opportunity. In plain language, it means doing what you want to do, since you do what you want to do anyway. But that's how you create the opportunity. Mm-hmm. But this evening, I'm here with my colleague and Mr. Dukes.
Yes, sir.
And he's here on the show. Mr. Dukes, how you been?
I'm doing great, Mr. Gene. I'm coming in and out, but I'm back. I just came out of Crestview, Florida, and joined the PME Association up there, and it's real good. Kind of cold up there, though. It was good to come back down south.
Mm-hmm.
But we are here. We're doing all right. We're doing great. Good to get back on your show.
And we have our trusty engineer who makes everything work. His name is Juan. Juan, how you doing this evening?
Doing pretty good. Very good. Very good.
He's the guy that makes everything work, and we depend on him to have us look good and all that sort of stuff, and he does a very good job of that, I believe. But for those of you not familiar, we have a couple of clips that we're going to play for you so you get an idea in terms of what we mean by this show. Mm-hmm. And Mr. Juan, if you got them, let them go. Purpose of the show is to help job seekers find enjoyable employment instead of a job by hearing tips that are non-traditional approaches
that you didn't learn in school.
But also to help you entrepreneurs that are out there who have businesses, you got products, ideas. It's to help you to improve this economy by putting you into action as well. We can help you there. So that's what we're here for. If you choose to call the show, you're more than welcome to call the show. The number is 727-441-3000. However, if you're unemployed or you're looking for a job, I will give you 30 seconds. You're more than welcome to call the show. Tell us who you are, what you do, and what you're looking for so we can help you. If you are an entrepreneur or a type of company that's looking to add people on, your network marketing company or internet marketing company, you're looking to add good people to your team, you're welcome to call the show as well. The number is 727-441-3000. I will give you the same 30 seconds. Tell us who you are, what you're looking for, and your contact information so we can help you get what you need and improve this economy as well.
You are welcome to watch me do the show, and simply by going out to our Tantalk radio network, which is tantalk1340.com. You can find that, find Opportunity Hour, and you'll find me. But I suggest that you watch me to do the show, because this show is all about finding enjoyable employment instead of a job. And the reason I say that is because I want you to see me, because you have counselors, career coaches, HR individuals, and many others that are telling our most experienced workers that help make this country not to put stuff on your resume because it's going to date your age, as if we're not going to see you when you show up. And so I want you to see me to do the show. You just got you here in my background, and I want you to see me. I want you to look at me, my scars, bumps, my color. My hair is beginning to thin out, all that sort of stuff. I want you to look at me, because I know we see you coming, we see you going, we see your front side, back side. We see all of you before you get a chance to open up your mouth. But more than that, I want you to get paid for your level of experience. I want you to get paid for those years, but also for you entry-level workers. I want you to know you count. And so I want you to know that we see you. Can't really hide anything. Yes, I do tell you that or say that on most shows. I want to try to stress the important understanding is that we see you, because many of you really think we don't. And I want you to know that, especially when you're looking for employment, people are going to see you coming, and they're going to see all of you. All they want to know is what's going to come out of your mouth is for you to tell them who you are and what you know how to do, since you're right there in front of them. I want to suggest that you try to do as much of that as you can in person. And that's my suggestion. But we have another guest who's also on the telephone line. He's calling. His name is Larry LaBelle. Larry LaBelle is, well, I'm going to let him tell you who he is, but are you there, Larry?
Yes, I am.
Oh, thanks for calling in. How you been?
Not too bad, yourself?
Oh, pretty good. Pretty good. But very quickly, I'd like to have you introduce yourself. Tell people what it is that you do, because that may help to...
Yep.
Yes.
My name is Larry LaBelle. I'm a resume writer and job search trainer. I'm here in Zephyr Hills, Florida.
Okay, so you're a resume writer?
And job search trainer.
Job search trainer. Do you do anything else? Have you done anything else? What's your background?
Before doing this, I used to be a director of training for a large software company for one of six divisions. I've been an instructional designer and trainer. Basically been involved in training and teaching all my life.
So, we have someone on the line whose life has been training others, helping others. I'm going to use that word because I believe in order to train somebody, you got to help them.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have one of the experts on the phone. And Larry, I'm glad you're here to share some of your knowledge with us. And so that's what I'd like to have you all think about. But tonight's thought was that me and Larry were talking, and he brought up something very interesting, and we decided, I'm going to use the word we, because I'm going to pull him into this. we decided to let's kind of like bring this out so everyone can hear it, and at least we get it recorded and all that sort of stuff. But this is for you job seekers. And I'm just going to mention this very quickly. But if you're looking for a job, I'd like to have you think about, are you one of those types of people that's looking for employment instead of a job? Because employment, meaning you might have more control over what you get versus you accepting a job that you need, that you really don't want it. Or are you one of those kind of people that you have thoughts, but the thoughts are negative in terms of how you see yourself or what are you thinking about the job? Or are you one of those types of individuals whereby you don't know that your thoughts are unconscious until you bring them forward, and oftentimes they don't come out in your favor?
Mm-hmm.
But if you find yourself like that, then I'd like to have you think about that, because also want you to think about, you probably know the type of job or what you'd like to do in your future in terms of having jobs. So if you're one of those types of people, then I want to get into your mind tonight.
All right.
So our topic is, well, let's see. I think we're going to go to a break. Then I'm going to tell you what the topic is.
Okay.
Because I like to have you think about how your unconscious mind might work. But just hold on for a second. We're going to take a very short break, and we'll be right back to talk about how your mind may be working in terms of you finding employment or not finding employment. And we'll be right back with myself, Larry, and Mr. Dukes. And we'll be right back after a word from our sponsor.
Employers, this is Gene Hodge of Hodgepodge Training. Are you struggling to find ways to increase your low productivity and morale? We train employers on how to improve employee productivity and morale, saving you huge sums of dollars that you're currently spending on training, retraining, grievances, turnover, and lawsuits. If you have this concern, send me an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's theopportunityhour@gmail.com. In the subject line, put employer. Again, that's theopportunityhour@gmail.com.
This portion of Employment Opportunity Hour is brought to you by Web Dynamics 4U. Need a website? Web Dynamics 4U are professional web designers who can handle all of your web services. Check them out at the website www.webdynamics4u.com or call them at 1-866-530-2135. Again, the website is www.webdynamics4u.com. Mention that you heard of them at the Employment Opportunity Hour and get a 10% discount.
If you happen to miss any part of the Employment Opportunity Hour, or there's a particular show you may want to hear again, don't forget you can check out all the past Employment Opportunity Hour programs by going to internetradiopros.com/opportunity hour. All the shows are there, just click and listen. internetradiopros.com/opportunity hour. And you can contact Gene via email at opportunityhour@gmail.com. So you don't have to miss a minute of the Employment Opportunity Hour ever again.
Yes. All righty. We are back. And this is for all of you job seekers out there. And in most cases, it's job seekers, but it's all types of job seekers. Anybody who's looking to get something.
Mm-hmm.
And I've just narrowed it down to job seekers because that's what this show is all about. It's for job seekers. But anytime, anything that you think that you would like to have, myself and Larry were talking, and Larry came up with a very good sentence that I thought seemed to make lots of sense.
Oh, yeah?
And I jotted it down as best as I could, and Larry, you can correct me as it is. But anyway, the thing we were talking about, job seekers that do not find jobs that they enjoy and how they settle for jobs, but do they know that they're settling for jobs that they don't want to do, which draws the bigger picture, because when you put all the people together, we end up with a non-functioning workforce in addition to all the stress and all that sort of those types of things that come along. But anyway, what we came up with, what Larry came up with, I don't want to take all the credit. I'm going to say Larry did this. but Larry said something like, how does your unconscious negative thoughts, your unconscious negative thoughts, he really went right to the point.
Yeah, he cut right through.
Your unconscious negative thoughts, anyway, so your thoughts and your negative thoughts and related fears stop you from having the job you really want or the life you really want. Because I believe, I think Larry believes, many of us, we don't know that little voice that's in the back of our mind that's talking to us all the time that tells us we ain't good enough. I mean, but that's my interpretation. Larry, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Tell us your interpretation of what you came up with, if you don't mind.
Well, the bottom line is first of all, research shows that the average person has 30,000 negative thoughts a month, but you're not conscious of them. They're in your subconscious, and they run you. And when that's going on, too, usually that's generating fear that stops you from accomplishing what you want to, and you're not aware of that either. So a lot of this is about trying to become aware of those negative thoughts, how they're generating fear that's stopping you, so you can turn it around, get your life on track, and win.
Okay. So not even knowing that you have negative thoughts, that's what this show is about, getting you to recognize how you think. And I don't know about any of you out there. So the most I can do is talk about myself and other people that I know. And I can mention any names. But I like to have you just think about, we all have thoughts. And many of you may not even recognize you have thoughts because they're unconscious. But our decisions and all of that stuff is based on our thoughts. As far as who we want to be, the types of jobs we'd like to have, the things we'd like to do. And so both Larry and I, we're in the business of helping individuals to find employment. But I'm in the business of helping individuals to find enjoyable employment. But either way, as the individual who's looking, something stops them from getting what they want. And so, Larry, I want to pick your brain in terms of thinking of what types of solutions have you used in the past to help some of the job seekers that you work with, or just job seekers that you know about. Some of the techniques or some of the things that you've done to get individuals to recognize those thoughts. And I'm going to say that we all have them.
I'm teaching this in a class is I usually pose the question, are you aware that you have 30,000 negative thoughts a month? Are you aware of the fear that it generates in you that you're not even aware of? And then I'll say, think about it. Start observing your own thoughts on a regular basis and then start watching. Oh, my God, look at how many negative thoughts I had in the last minute. I found out about this from a friend of mine who was my mentor, and I was going to visit him in Cincinnati. And on the way out, he said, why don't you take your tape recorder, and every time you have a negative thought, record it. I said to him, I don't have that many negative thoughts. This is a waste of time. He said, just do it anyway. In the first minute, I had 10. I was blown away.
Yeah.
I had no idea. I had so many negative thoughts and how they were running me. So I try to get people to write in class, but also as sort of like a homework assignment to say, start recording every time you have a negative thought. Write it down, record it on a tape recorder, and then pay attention to what kind of fears you're experiencing related to those thoughts and how they're running you.
Yeah. Because they do
run
you.
Once you become aware, you become incredibly empowered. And you become empowered in a way that you start to see that there are many possibilities that you considered that you can now have because fear isn't running you and taking you in a different direction other than where you really want to go.
Yeah.
And that's so powerful for people if they take it on with a vengeance.
Yeah. Now, I'm just going to just... Did you finish? Because I'm going to ask you to give some examples. I wanted to start by giving some so you can add on or correct me. But a negative thought is something where you say, I'm not good enough. Something like that, right, Larry?
Yeah.
I am not who they want me to be. I'm not, not. When you could be saying, I am. But I've seen it happen in terms of people looking for employment. They feel as though they're not good enough for the fun jobs. And they avoid them. Actually, but I want you all to think, do you avoid the things that could make you happy? Because the power behind that is the negative thoughts. And Larry, you can chime in anytime you get ready on this. But especially... When job seekers are stepping out of their comfort zone, they have opportunities to do that, but you must discover what they are first in order to conquer them. And I'm not sure if I told you this, Larry, but I told somebody else. I'm going to ask Mr. Dukes in a second. But at some point before, back in my life, I did not talk to audiences because I stuttered a little bit. And somewhere, you know, so the negative thoughts were, why would I apply for a job where I got to do a lot of talking? Well, part of the solution was applying for jobs where I have to do a lot of talking. But I like to have you think about that because Larry mentioned thousands of thoughts that we have. So it's not just one thought. Mm-hmm. It's thoughts that we all have. Some of you are open to sharing them. Most of you, I'm going to say, you're not open to sharing them. You feel embarrassed, which now adds on to the negative thoughts because you feel as though you're not good enough. All those thoughts start to put in. And as Larry said, you got to find a way to recognize them. Then you got to find a way to control them or get them out so that you're able to talk about what you want. Tell people your thoughts. Tell people your dreams, your wishes. And when it comes to employment, tell people what you would like to do or what you like doing. And I was telling Mr. Dukes, I'm just going to say this, and Larry may have something to add to it, but when you tell people what you like doing in terms of functions, meaning something like, I like traveling, I like working with computers, I like minute things, those are functions that make up job titles. And so when you say, when you want to find out, then you take the negative thought about what you can't do and focus on what it is that you can do. I'm going to go a step further. Focus on the things that you can do that you like doing. Because you say them to yourself anyway. Well, the challenge is, can you start saying those things to other people? Because in most cases, they're asking you, what do you like doing or what do you want to do? It's very important to understand questions that are being asked and how you're responding. But Larry, you have anything to add to that very quickly?
What was that again? Add to what?
Add to my comment. Or if you thought of another comment.
I missed the comment cut out.
Oh, the comment cut out? I had just said that.
Yeah, what was the comment?
Well, the comment was that most of us, we have these negative thoughts, but unconsciously, we don't know them because we're not able to speak what our thoughts are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we hide them, but when it comes to jobs and employment jobs, I just suggest to tell people what you like doing and functions. Don't ever tell anybody a job title because you just narrowed yourself down to one title that somebody else created. But if you like fixing things, talking, traveling, working with today's technology, those are all functions that make up jobs, of which many titles could be put on that by the other people. And it's important to hear what the other people come up with because that'll help you to get rid of those negative thoughts. And then at some point, once you recognize some of those thoughts, go share those with other people that don't know they got them. Anyways, I just shared one of mine. Like I said before, I used to stutter a little bit, and I was very shy. I didn't want to talk. And then I had some coaches say, Gene, tell people what you want them to hear. And I just started talking. And I'm still talking. Okay, I get my words mixed up every now and then, but I'm still talking. Anyway, so the fear that I had became a positive advantage. Didn't think of that, did you, Mr. Deuce? But anyway, Larry, I want to say that because I'm going to ask you maybe to share a couple of the thoughts that you may have had in the past that you've overcome, if you got any.
Well, you remember I mentioned the fact that I did that little exercise with my friend.
Mm-hmm.
And I basically used that technique with people in job search to say, start paying attention to what's going on in your head, the self-talk. See the negative thoughts, write them down, and then challenge them. And say, well, I'm stupid, I'm dumb, I can't do this, I can't do that, I'm a scaredy cat, whatever. But they're all things that are not true. They're just fears you have that you can't do all these things. Once you realize that, when people need to know, too, that fear stands for false evidence appearing real. Those fears are not real. They're things you've made up, and you sabotage yourself with them. You can turn it around and do the opposite.
That is so accurate. how we sabotage ourselves, and then we think that the world's against us, or we can't get the jobs we want. Nobody said you couldn't get the job you want. Yep. But obviously, if you don't tell us the types of jobs you like to have, how can we know what you want? Anyway, I'd like to have you think about that. We're going to take a short break so you hear something from our sponsors. But hold on, Mr. Lowry, if you can. But I'd like to have you think about negative thoughts that you may be running around with, especially if you're looking for employment, and see if you recognize any, feel free to call us and tell us what they are, because I'm going to share a couple of mine that I used to have. But we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Job seekers, this is Gene Hodge of Hodgepodge Training. Would you like to have a job that you enjoy, or do you want to settle for something that you don't want to do? We train job seekers to find enjoyable and compatible jobs so that you're motivated and enjoy doing, and in most cases, being paid competitive salaries. If you are, send me an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's theopportunityhour@gmail.com. opportunityhour@gmail.com. In the subject line, put job seeker. And I will get back to you, and hopefully to help you find something that you enjoy. The purpose of the show is to help job seekers find enjoyable employment instead of a job by hearing tips that are non-traditional approaches
that you didn't learn in school.
But also to help you entrepreneurs that are out there who have businesses, you got products, ideas. It's to help you to improve this economy by putting you into action as well. We can help you there. So that's what we're here for. If you choose to call the show, you're more than welcome to call the show. The number is 727-441-3000. However, if you're unemployed or you're looking for a job, I will give you 30 seconds. You're more than welcome to call the show. Tell us who you are, what you do, and what you're looking for so we can help you. If you are an entrepreneur or a type of company that's looking to add people on, your network marketing company or internet marketing company, you're looking to add good people to your team, you're welcome to call the show as well. The number is 727-441-3000. I will give you the same 30 seconds. Tell us who you are, what you're looking for, and your contact information so we can help you get what you need and improve this economy as well.
Job seekers, now you can access Gene's articles revealing a different way to find enjoyable employment, especially for experienced workers. His free articles titled, Layoffs Present Opportunity to Find Enjoyable Employment, Is There Really Job Training Available for You?, How to Find a Fit in the New Job Market, and Innovative Job Training Program, A Collaborative Model. To see Gene's articles, go to linkedin.com, type Eugene Hodge in the search box, look for articles, and choose an article. That's at linkedin.com. Or go to hodgepodgetraining.com, choose resources tab, and choose an article. That's at hodgepodgetraining.com.
Yeah, right.
So you say you can be who you want to be, do what you want to do,
and have fun at doing it.
And I'm saying we may be getting overboard.
Yeah.
But some of you are doing it. I'm trying to do what I want to do. And I can't blame you for doing what you want to do as well. But that's okay. But here in America, you can be who you want to be. And we're talking about people who have negative thoughts, and the negative thoughts control them, that keep them from getting what they want. Job is just one of what they might want. It could be a girlfriend, it could be a city you want to live in, or a car you want to buy. And we tell ourselves, well, unconsciously we're telling ourselves, but we don't even know how to find it. So I have my colleague on the line, Larry LaBelle. He's the person that can talk about ways that you can recognize your negative thoughts. His suggestion was to write them down. And Larry, if you got anything else to say, go ahead and expand on that if you can, if you like.
One of the other things, once people start to see their negative thoughts and the fear they have that's irrational and challenge it, then the next step is what do you really want to do? And go after it with a vengeance.
Yeah.
And you've got to, but one thing that's important, people say they believe, you know, they can get a great job and they know what it is, but then you see their actions and they don't reflect it. Mm-hmm. I tell people, if you don't believe 100%, you're not gonna get what you want. So you've got to pay attention to those negative thoughts constantly, just so that you can start weeding those out and start believing in the positive things that you can do and say to get what you want.
Yeah.
What you believe is what you get. If you believe positive things, you'll get it.
Yep. So, you're hearing it from both of us. Now, Mr. Dukes, you got any comments to say about anything that you...
I want to go back, if I may, Mr. LaBelle. How are you doing this evening? I spoke to you.
Yes, great. How's about you?
I'm great. That first statement you made when you came on about your friend, about how did you go by, what was your process of...
What was that again?
What was your process in the fears that you said that you and your friend had discussed?
With regard to negative thoughts?
Yes.
Yeah. I usually, when I'm doing classes, one of the first things I'll do before I start going into any job search-related training is to do that same kind of exercise,
mm-hmm.
is to start writing down or recording on a recorder your negative thoughts. You may not do it right now in the class,
yeah.
but if the class is a multiple session, between the first class and the second session, you write down and record all your negative thoughts. And start to pay attention to how they're generating fear, and write that down too. What are the fears that show up?
Mm-hmm.
How is that stopping you from achieving your goals? Then you flip it and say, what do I want? What are my beliefs about that? Positive beliefs. And keep reinforcing the positive beliefs so you get what you want.
Mm-hmm.
It may not happen overnight, but it will happen. But realize that every step is a baby step that will get you where you want to go. For example, if you're trying to cross the Atlantic,
yeah,
but you can't see the destination and don't know how long it is to get there, but you see this set of rocks heading out towards Europe, and you just keep stepping one rock to the next rock to the next rock, next thing you know, you're in Europe. It's all about baby steps.
Okay.
Yeah, nothing.
That's great. I understand. I just didn't quite hear that clearly when you said that.
Yeah, the fears you have, they didn't start yesterday. They've been there based on experiences that you have that in a sense they complement you believing things are even worse than what you're thinking.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a monumental step once you realize it, and then control what you allow not to make you upset or not to fear anymore. And so, I mean, it's very important because we live, our society has set us up that way. We've set each other up like that. Okay, we talk about people, we talk about how people can't do this and can't do that. Next thing you know, we're believing we can't do this and can't do that.
But let me ask you, two trainers, this individual thing, this is you saying that we are brought up with this fear all the time from day one, from our birth up, we are fear of these things? Or is this something we pick up through the years of our life? Or do we just get to this point where we fear everything?
I'm just going to say it's things we pick up through the years that we, in most cases, we end up picking them up and really believe what we believe, which means we add on, never having control. It's always somebody else's fault, some other thing that happened, but not taking control of those fears, because only you can make the fears go away.
So how do I, between you and Mr. LaBelle, how do I take these fears and put them into, as he's saying, I can turn these fears around. How do I go about turning them around to make them profit to me?
Once you're aware of the fears and the negative thoughts behind it, it's like when you have a fear show up, instead of it being unconscious, you notice it and you shut it down. And you also look at the related fear and go, this is an irrational fear. Don't believe it. Don't let it run you.
Mm-hmm.
You have to consciously do that every day, every hour and minute. So you are very aware of what's going on in your mind and how it's sabotaging you. Then you just flip it. What does he really want? in your life, whether it's job search or, you know, family or whatever, and that becomes the belief, the goal that you have, mm-hmm. and associate the belief that says, I want this, I can have it, I deserve it.
Now, if we take that into job seekers, and there's just so many categories of job seekers, but I'm going to talk about the experienced job seeker versus the entry-level person who's entering the workforce for the first time. Both have valid fears. Both want to be somebody else or be something else that improves who they are. But the negative thoughts don't allow you to do that. Once you recognize that you got them, then you may be able to recognize how to get rid of them. And I'm going to suggest that when you get rid of your negative thoughts, be willing to go tell a whole bunch of other people what you got rid of. In many cases, people are going to notice something's different about you.
Mm-hmm.
Because all of what you do, the world sees it. Remember I said you can't see you?
Right.
So demonstrate how, when you start demonstrating that you've gotten rid of the fears, people will notice that. Because they've seen you in one way, now they see you in another way.
Mm-hmm.
But it's more than just one fear. It's not one fear. It's a combination of fears. And it's no different than, let's just say you have your first interview where you're afraid to talk.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're going to do an interview.
Right.
But it's possible that after a minute or so, the person you're talking to has made you feel good enough to tell them some more, even to the point to where you decide to say something that you've never said before, but it's what you want.
Mm-hmm.
And so once you recognize that you can do it, it's just a matter of continuing to do it. Nobody ever said it was easy. Okay, so if you're looking for Easy Street, you're in the wrong class.
But if a person come up, as Mr. Bell say, you got that many fears or that many negative thoughts, how are you going to be able to persuade this individual, to inform this individual that he can get rid of those? What method are you going to use to turn this individual around? Try to, for he forget about his fears. He has enough energy that he can go forward and that he can take these fears and just push them aside.
Larry, can I answer this for me? Are you there?
Yep.
Okay. I just want to say, can I answer this for me? Then you can answer. I run training classes that are designed to get individuals to discover themselves. One of the first statements are, if you came here and you already know what I'm going to say, don't come. If you came here to learn, then come. Because even that's going to generate that negative thought that they're carrying. That allows them to overcome a fear. And mm-hmm. once you can overcome one fear, then you may say, I just learned something that I could do that I didn't know I could do, and leads to another fear
mm-hmm.
that you conquer.
Mm-hmm.
Because we all think we already know everything already, but it's those thoughts that are controlling us. So being willing to step outside of that opens the door for you to learn there's another way.
Okay.
So that's what I do. On certain classes, I don't know for all classes, but the classes that are dealing with a person's mind is to let them know.
Well, in training, you're always dealing with a person's mind. That's what you and LaBelle does. All the trainers. I'm on the outside. What I see through my eyes is different.
Mm-hmm.
So the question I'm asking, I feel that anybody else out there in your training class or in Mr. LaBelle's training class going to ask the same question. And how can you convince me and persuade me that I can get rid of these negative fears, what you're saying, to change my mind? And that's what you got to do.
Are you there, Larry? You want to tackle it? I got something. I got something for him already, but go ahead.
I don't have anything to add right now.
Okay. I'm going to say that exactly what you said just demonstrated an unconscious thought of fear.
Mm-hmm.
Because you want to know already. See, and that prevents you from learning. Think of all the people that want to know already. So why are they there? So, I mean, but people say, I know what you're going to say. I know what you're going to do. Well, behind that, there's a negative thought because it doesn't help you. It doesn't help the individual if they already know what you're going to do. They believe they know.
Dean?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. One thing that I learned, it's sort of beyond my actual friend and mentor,
mm-hmm.
but it was a course offered by Landmark Education called The Forum. And that was one of the mainstays of that program. I watched a guy in that program who was sitting next to me who was the most obnoxious twit I've ever met. And he was hiding all of his insecurities, fears, and doubts and stuff like that, trying to make himself look good on the surface. But everybody saw through it. The forum leader finally confronted him and put him on the spot. And the guy had to admit that what he was doing and that he was terribly insecure. Within 2 or 3 minutes of his doing that, he turned from a guy I couldn't stand to a guy I loved. I got to see the real him underneath, and it made him human, made him accessible to everybody in the course. But those are the risks you have to take. You have to admit those things to yourself and to others so you can stop doing it. Yeah, other people are guilty because they can see you doing it, and they can say, hey, you're doing it again.
Yeah, but what the guy... What was the cause of him doing it? Trying to hide his fear or what? Or he just wanted to be an obnoxious guy in the class?
What? I'm going to say you have to recognize the fear first.
Yep.
It's not something that...
But it starts with recognizing the
inner thoughts.
The negative thoughts. And from there... you realize that those thoughts are generating fears. But if you're conscious, you're paying attention to what you're doing second by second, and you see it, it's really not difficult. Then it's a matter of, are you willing to take it on with a vengeance and change it?
The biggest challenge is you being in control of your changes, of which you are all the time. It's just controlling it in another direction whereby you feel good about it. And confident.
I'll share one thing with you, Gene. When I took the Landmark Education course, I watched people standing up and taking risks like that, admitting the negative thoughts, the fears they had. And these are the people who got so much out of it. But I didn't dare risk it. So I went through the entire seminar not getting any value, but seeing other people. I went back and took it a second time. And this time, the second time I said, I'm going to take every risk. I'm going to put myself out there and let people see the real me. Knowing that that's going to make a difference. Yeah. It totally changed my life.
Now, Larry, say one thing. Well, there are lots of organizations that are out there, but you mentioned one, Landmark Forum. Can you just explain a little bit about to share what the goal of this one place is? There's a lot of other organizations that are doing this, but I know the one that you're talking about because that's where I got a lot of my understanding. Just explain a little bit more about what that is for the listeners that may not be aware of it.
Oh, me?
Yes.
What did you want me to say something about?
Explain a little bit more about what is the Landmark Forum, because there's a lot of other organizations out there that do similar things, but you mentioned Landmarks. I want to make sure that the audience knows what it is that you're talking about.
Landmark Education is a company that offers lots of different workshops. The first one is the Landmark Education Forum. And bottomly, it's a place, a forum where you can explore all the things that run your life, make it good, you know, positive or negative, but more focused on the thing, how it's stopping you and how you change it. And the forum leader, they're trained to really go deep with you to help you understand how you're sabotaging yourself and getting you to stop it. Because when people stand up in the forum and start admitting some of the things that the Landmark Education leader is bringing out, having you explore, you're not sitting there going, oh, geez, I'm all ready to do this. I'm so excited. This is great. They're sitting there quaking in their boots because they know that guy's going to go after them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what makes the difference. They don't let you get away with your shit.
Mm.
Okay, so all of you...
And that's what I valued there, but the first time I took it, it scared the hell out of me. And I wasn't willing to risk it. But when I saw all the people who had done it and what they'd benefited, how they benefited, I went back and paid a second time, $600, the second $600, to finally get the value that I didn't dare do the first time.
Now, I've done the same thing, but I'm just saying that it's important for people to know that it's all self-discovery.
Yep.
It's not something that comes in from the outside. It's something you discover that's on the inside to break you from it because it's holding you up.
Okay.
A lot of the questions they pose to the audience and ask for volunteers are basically an opportunity for you to take some aspect of yourself, challenge it, and change it. And that's really scary stuff for most people. But when you start to take the risk and you realize instead of having bad things happen, your whole life is like opening up wide and possibilities are showing up endlessly that weren't available to you before.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Let me just give you an example. I mentioned my speech earlier about being afraid to talk. That's just to one person.
Mm-hmm.
Now I talk to thousands. And now I'm reaching hundreds of thousands. And I'm still talking. But that fear is what opened up
that
door.
That fear is gone.
Yeah. Okay. It could be still there, but I'm in control of it.
It's in the back head.
Yeah, I'm in control of it. See, I'm the boss here.
Yeah.
Okay? I mean, but we all have these.
Yeah.
And there are places you can go where everybody is discovering something about themselves. And they're willing to share that with others in terms of how it helped them.
Mm-hmm.
It affects jobs, of which this show is about finding a job and employment. It definitely affects the way people look at jobs, the fears they have that are centered around job. The outcome of that is most of them settle for jobs that they don't want to do, or they go look for the job that they didn't like in the first place just to go do it again.
Question to you and Mr. LaBelle. Is the fear of the job, or is the fear of the people that they have to go and face for the job?
No, the fear is inside of you. It's nothing to do with the outside. That's the whole point. It's recognizing that the fear is within you. That's something you. That's where the fear is, and that's how you'll try to defend that fear. Even try to hold on to it. If that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
It's like going swimming and somebody wants you to jump in the water and you say, I can't swim.
Right.
Yeah. You know, so the fear keeps you from jumping in. Maybe somebody throws you in, then you're stuck.
Mm-hmm. No, you'll learn how to swim then.
Exactly. So go into these places that will help you, allows you to realize you put yourself into something to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all willing to help you learn. But it's recognizing what's holding you up. But it's exactly the same as if you're afraid to jump in the pool.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're afraid to jump into a job you've never had. See, it's the same fear, but it's inside of you. It's not out there anywhere. We all have them.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of discovering how many you do have. Larry, you want to? Is there anything you want to add to that? We got about two minutes left.
Bottom line is, you know, there's lots of things. Tony Robbins has seminars that produce great results, too. Some people don't have the money for it, but the thing is, some of those groups, even in Landmark, you can get if money set aside for people who don't have the money so they can still attend.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
so it's worth exploring. I've not seen a person who took that thing and actually put themselves out in front of people and risked it who didn't dramatically change their life.
Now, Now, Larry mentioned something I just want to add on to this, though. It's not about the money.
No.
So many people's thought process, fears are built around the money. And there are ways that if you want it, it will come. And it's not the money that will come, the assistance, the door opener, because you want something bad enough that they know will change your life. You don't know because you haven't been. But they know. Discovering those thoughts are so important because you can relate that to your entire lifetime and know that you've gotten past it.
Mm-hmm.
And it won't come back.
Mm-hmm.
Because you'll know how to handle it. It's not knowing. It's like not knowing what you don't know. Mm-hmm. It's there. It's there. And anyway, so it's there. But anyway, Larry, our time is just about up. Any last comments? A word to tell us who you are again and what you got going.
Yeah, my name is, again, Larry LaBelle. My company is Win a Job Fast, and what I do is I do resume writing, and I also offer job search training to my clients to help them master the entire job search process and get a job fast.
Okay, so how can people find you, get in touch with you?
They can call me at 813-924-8404, and I'd be delighted to talk with them about their needs and help them.
All righty. Okay, do you have an email address or anything like that that you want to give out, or you're good?
Yep.
Okay, then. So, Mr. Dukes.
Yes, sir.
Out of that little session on recognizing your unknown thoughts, anything come to you? Your unknown fears.
I don't have any unknown fears that I know. Yeah, the only fear I got is the fear of a snake.
take on the exercise as
that's
you recognize and write them down, and you'll be.
That's the only fear I have. I think that's really what we're talking
they'll
about.
They'll come, and actually, if you write them down, that's the only way we're going to know.
Right.
Outside of that, they stay within you. So that's the way of getting it outside of you so that we can talk about it.
We can talk about it.
Yeah, but
that's
long
true.
As long as it's on the inside, we can't see inside of you.
No.
Yeah, so that's about it.
Bring it to the light.
Anyway, so I like to. Anyway, so I just wanted to find that out. But I think our time is just about. We got about 30 seconds left. Is that how much we got? Okay, I don't know if you could mention that in 30 seconds. But
I'll mention a portion of it if I can. Right, quick. Gentlemen, we present to you the hit gospel singer play, stage play, April the 20th, 6 p.m. at Tampa, Florida, Holiday Inn, the Tampa Airport, 700 Northwest Shore Boulevard in Tampa, Florida. The hit show, Tell Them I'm Gonna Make It, by Dr. Sean Smith. And we also are featuring Miss Vicki Winan. Get your tickets now.
When is it again?
20th of April.
Okay.
At 6 p.m.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. And it's being sponsored by the Impact Christian Business and Professional Magazine.
Okay, well, thank you very much. I'm just going to say
thank you,
Mr. Dukes. Thank you, Larry, for your participation. We'd love to have you. And thank you, Mr. Wan, for all the great work that you do, because I know our time is beginning to wind up. Because you hear the music. Which is my way.
It's time to go.
And all the things you like doing, enjoy doing, you have been doing it your way.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
Listen.
Collapse have been discovered in the water near the port of Baltimore. More from